Listen carefully to the story entitled The Lion and the Hare. You will answer questions after listening to the narrative. Once upon a time, the lion and hare were good friends. They always herded their animals together. Their families shared everything daily, and it was a joy watching their young ones playing together. Each family prospered through this arrangement. One day, as they were bringing their animals home, Hare realized that he would be richer if he would be the sole owner of what was before him. From then on, the hare had sleepless nights thinking about how he would acquire the extra herd. He hit on a plan that needed to be executed carefully. Not long thereafter, the hare requested the lion to change the manner of herding the animals. "But why, my friend? Imagine I'm going to be staying alone with the animals. Who will I be talking to?" the lion protested. The hare quickly convinced the lion on the need for one of them to be remaining at home on a rotational basis. "Who can defend the families if all of us are in the field?" The lion saw the logic and thanked his good friend for being visionary. When it was the hare's turn to look after the herd, he decided to carry out his plan. It wasn't long before the lion was woken up from an afternoon siesta by shrill screams from the hare down the valley. The lion rushed downhill, only to be met by a wailing hare that was standing by the mud bank holding the tail of a cow. "Quick, my friend," he shouted. "The cows are sinking. Help me pull them out." The lion rushed to the nearest tail, and applying his full energy, he pulled the cow, and snap, the tail came off. The lion landed with a thud, but the loss of losing his entire herd drove him into instant action. However, at the end of the exercise, none of the animals had been saved. Weary and sad, the two friends made their way home in the evening. A week later, the hare asked the lion that since there was nothing to take care of, it would be better if each went their different ways. They parted company, and the hare went to a far country to take care of the tailless herd. That is the end of the story.